there are very few drugs that can be given intravenously that have any kind of track record established for efficacy in cardioverting patients to sinus rhythm. Thus, drugs such as ibutalide have not been reported in any systematic way in the study of atrial tachycardia, and there is really very little about such drugs as procainamide or even the 1C agents. So, by and large, we try very hard to cardiovert patients using the traditional DC energy applied either transthoracically or precordially. When giving an antiarrhythmic agent to interrupt atrial tachycardia, particularly if it's a 1C agent, the agent may not interrupt the rhythm but may slow the atrial rate. When that happens, one can convert an atrial tachycardia at a rate of 240 beats per minute with 201 AV conduction so that the ventricular rate is only 120 beats per minute and well tolerated by the patient to an atrial rate of 180 beats per minute with 120 AV conduction where the ventricular rate is not very well tolerated by the patient. So one has to be very deliberate in approach to the patient. And when the patient comes to you and the ventricular rate is not very, very fast, often it is very important not to plunge into urgent therapy, but to rather be elective in the approach, to be patient in the approach, and to more carefully explore the etiology, the recent history, and even wait if one has to for cardioversion.